Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with your fabulous hosts, Celia and Jody, who are getting better and better as time goes on with their intro.
Oh, yeah. That was
the best one we've done so far.
I fucking do it. I mean, I like make fun of
you. Maybe you should.
We had to try it once. It was a disaster. Why would we? That's like asking me to take pictures of the guests when they're on. It's not a good idea.
Celia, you do realize that every episode of this show is a disaster.
Well, yeah, that's true.
In some way. But yeah. But we're proud of it. We are proud of it.
I mean, we own it anyway, you know?
We do. We own, yes. We
yeah.
Do. How's it going, man? What?
I don't know.
Just saying hi.
Hey. I'm tired. I hope I'm not doing this podcast from an attic somewhere because it'll come out after the election. So maybe I'm hiding.
Wow. You went there.
I went there.
You went there.
Yeah, I kind of had to. I know we're doing it before the election. So I obviously it's like what's foremost. Yeah. Foremost. Oh my God. See, on my mind. I was watching. Listen, it was the Dodgers.
I don't think anything's foremost on your mind.
No, I don't even think I have a fucking mind anymore. Like, I think it's just like mush, like
right?
mashed potatoes.
So, where did that article go? I was just. Uh-oh.
Are you going to be all smart right now?
No. Oh God, no. No, I'm not. I dare not try and be smart. No, I lost it. It was an interesting parenting article and now it's gone. And it was, yeah, it was just about, anyway, it was about this homeschooling pod and how, you know, it was going and I had read and, you know, all these different parents. And I was like, wow, it was really a great comparison from them to us because seemed like they had it really together in this little, like, you know, they had like rotating teachers and, you know, of the parents. And I was like,
What in the fucking hell would I teach children? That's what I think. Like, there's a reason when I got my degree, I got a specialty in school counseling. So I wasn't going to have to teach anybody like an actual subject. You are a teacher.
Life skills. You're teaching them life skills as a counselor. All right.
Yeah. Which would be like, fucking suck it up. Stop crying.
Please. Emotional regulation. That's important.
Chill the fuck out is how I deal with their emotional regulation.
And
it's
I'm sure you
really
learned
well.
That at school.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what my teacher taught me. Just say chill the fuck out. And that's what I do. Well, I have a never.
We have a never.
Yeah, I got a never thought I'd say this moment
oh,
the other
let's
day.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to tell you what it is. And then I actually feel like it's a good topic because, well, whatever. I'll tell you what it is first. I had to say to Harper the other day, mm-hmm. Can you please stop telling me to put things up my butt or look for things up my butt?
Wait, she's not actually looking for things up your butt, is she?
No, she's telling me to do it. Every single fucking thing that I say, I'm like, do you know where the remote is? She's like, I don't
up
know.
Your butt.
Or I'm like, hey, can you go and put this? And she's like, up your butt. Like everything is
right.
Up my butt, apparently.
I don't like I've heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
I mean, well, yeah. I would have gotten a boyfriend way sooner if that had been the case.
Oh, wow. Yep.
No?
Right. I just heard the sound of like the
your mom
leaving. No.
Yeah. Your mom typing.
My mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here's the thing. She's okay. Harper's so fucking funny. Like her timing right. is spot on. She really like, but she's
We have funny children.
We do.
I will give them that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which thank God, because you need a sense of humor to grow up with the two of us. So like, I mean
that's for sure.
Yeah, because if you're not laughing, you're fucking crying, and probably because we're screaming at you. So I understand that. you know, she's funny and she's certainly found sarcasm and like run with it. Although right. she will like turn to me and she's like, oh, now you're going to be sarcastic. Like, look, you're learning it from me. I'm like, bitch, please.
Right. Like, I instilled that gene in you.
Yeah. Like sarcasm should be my middle name,
but
be better than my
accent. I relate to you on this. And I think, I don't know if this is where you're going with it, but it's hard. It's hard when like to reel it in, like, where's the, yeah,
that's where I was
going. You know what I mean? Like my kids make fun of me. They call me spaghetti hair because I have very thin, baby fine hair. Mm-hmm. So they call me spaghetti hair, or that I'm ancient, that I'm actually like older, you know, that I was the first, existence on the planet, and you know, like, but silly stuff. And it sounds mean, but it's not. Like we joke, we just kid back and forth. Right. But then at some point I'm trying to reel them back in and be like, and we've crossed the line. And but then that becomes really hard.
Yeah,
but
they don't know what the line is.
I don't know what the line is.
Well, me
as,
neither.
As evidenced by many episodes on this show. there is no line. But I just, and it's the same thing like when they get the sillies before bed or whatever. Like, right. It's just, there's no stop button. And is that, like, what's worse? Not having a sense of humor with your kids.
Right.
And, like, having it be, like, total, you respect me and that's it.
Right.
Or, like, having kids that have, and, you know, you have the relationship that you joke and you're sarcastic with each other back and forth. But, like, then is that, you know, when they're out in a store and yell bro at you across the thing, people look at you funny.
Right. Right.
And I look at me funny where I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. And you're like, you can't. No, we're at Chipotle.
Yeah, like, depending on who is around you. Exactly. Please, yeah. Especially at, like, the doctor's office. Like, can you not tell? Because they'll look and make sure something.
Right. They'll be like, wait, excuse me.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I remember talking with my sister about, you know, this once, because she obviously had kids before I did. And we were talking about Isabel and how, you know, Isabel was like fucking off, like saying things like that to her.
Right.
And she was like, listen, on the one hand, like, I'm really happy she's not afraid of me. Like, yeah, and that's the thing. I want my kids to have a healthy fear of me, in the sense that, like, oh, fuck, you know, I don't want to fuck up because then mom's going to be mad, or I shouldn't do this. That might, you know, I could get.
I'm afraid of you a little bit.
Well, you should be.
A little bit.
Everyone should be. I'm a little bit of an asshole. but like, you know, but I also love that they, you know, and Lulu's obviously like learning it, you know, from Harper, but I want her to be able to joke. Cause like, honest to God, I know we like make fun of my mom and it's really funny the shit that she does, but like, she doesn't think it's funny. She's not joking. And she, honest to God, has no fucking sense of humor. I mean, she thinks she does, but she fucking doesn't. And like, even as a grown-up. Wait,
you mean it's on wheels?
It's on, yes. It's dead on serious. Wheels. And Pasadena, dead serious. It's Pasadena.
I couldn't do that.
That's the problem. And then I would be like, even as a grown-up, like those things happened when I was a grown-up. And I was like when she was like, bastards are out, you know? And I was like, I started laughing. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, mom. And then she gets super mad. And I don't want, and that was always the case when we were kids, like you could not joke around. I remember once I called her a dork and she freaked the fuck out on me and told me that was awful. I just couldn't believe it and all this stuff. And I'd heard the word dork from like Goonies, I think. And she was like, that means penis.
I was going to say, it actually does. A dork means a whale's penis. A whale's penis, though.
Well, she didn't know the whale part, I don't think, but...
That's what they call a whale peni.
Maybe I could go somewhere with this, but I'm going to leave it. Because,
but let's not.
Yeah.
It's enough that I know what that means. But
I was just wondering what men in her life she's like referred to their dorks.
As dorks.
Well, to their dorks, whale penises. Stop.
I was not. No. No.
No.
That,
I have to.
See? Talking about the
line. I know.
But this is, what did I just drop? Oh, my phone. Don't mind me, guys. I'm just flailing about over here while recording a podcast. I do, you know, it's when we talked about this before, how like parenting has changed now so much. Like, you know, even when we were young, you know, it felt like it was just a different parental relationship.
Yeah. There was a lot of like, you know, respect, you have respect. And I feel like I didn't always know the line of respect, but honest to God, like my mom could have been like Cartman, you know, in South Park, like running around the house and like, you will respect my art. Like, that's what it fucking felt like. Like,
that's what I feel like some days.
Yes.
You will respect me.
Yeah. You respect my authority. So, Jody, I'm so excited because right now Harper and I are waiting to get the Jonas Paul Eyewear at home try-on kit.
Oh, we've talked about them before, and they do like specialize in glasses for kids and teens like 4 to 16, right?
That is exactly what they do. And with their home try-on kit, you get 7 frames for 7 days for just a dollar.
So she's going to get 7 frames to try on at home?
Uh-huh. And then she gets to pick out which one she likes the best. And I never even have to take her to the eye doctor and then like pressure her to pick something that she likes, you know, before she's ready. This way she can test out the glasses online before I order the pair that she definitely wants, all from the safe and clean comfort of my couch.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's such a good idea and such a cool company. You know, prescription glasses start at $79, and that's, you know, with the lenses. That's crazy to me. They are so much more than that usually. And blue light glasses are also available. And, you know, I feel like all I do is want to check my children's eyes because all they do is stare into screens. Yeah,
lots of screen time. Well, if other people are worried about their kids' screen time or their kids need new glasses and they don't want to take them, you know, out to the eye doctor with everything that's going on in COVID, they can go to jonaspauleyewear.com/neverthought to get an early start on their Black Friday sale and save up to 30% off of their next purchase.
Amazing.
Here's the thing. Have we fucked up?
I don't know. I mean, sure, probably. Yes.
Well, I mean, the answer is always yes to that question.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I just wonder if, I mean, have, you know, because I know sometimes like there's other parents that probably look at us and go like, wow, what, you know, you guys have made some poor choices. But I do wonder sometimes like, oh, have I create, like, are they not afraid of me enough?
Yeah.
Or is it like a lack of respect? Or is this going to be like, you know, like your sister had talked about and like you talked about, is this, does this mean that they're not afraid of us? So we're going to have a more open relationship. And right. I do feel like in some ways, because that we have that different joking, playful relationship where we can kind of say anything back and forth,
mm-hmm.
that it has allowed our relationship with my girls to be much more open and to talk to them more openly about all kinds of stuff, sex, relationships, bodies, changing puberty, politics, like all of it, I think has come because we have a more, it's just a different level of exchange than I ever imagined having with my parents,
yes. You know? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I walk this really fine line because, you know, I watched my mom make my older sister her best friend after the divorce and kind of her co-parent for, a time in a way.
Right.
And I know that made Julie and I resent Lori. And I think that made Lori resent the two of us. And it put her in this really fucking bizarre, you know, position. I mean, to the point where when my mom got married to Harvey, Lori was her maid of honor and me and Julie were bridesmaids along with our cousins. Like we didn't rate like Lori rated, you know,
right.
Like
she
make her best friend that and have just me and my sisters be in the wedding. Like she actually made her oldest daughter ahead of us. And she's made a point in the past of telling.
This has stuck with you, hasn't it?
It really has, because it was very clear that like Lori was her favorite. And then she's subsequently gone and told, you know, both sets of sisters' kids that the oldest one is their favorite, which, you know, her favorite, which they've gone and told the other siblings, of course, which is like started a whole fucking world war.
I mean, isn't that what siblings do though?
Absolutely. And I certainly have made Harper more like she helps me a lot. I put a lot on her. I've had to put a lot on her as, you know, being alone. I mean, I joke all the time that Harper's middle name should be go get your sister, because like, that's all I ever say. I feel like Harper, go get your sister. Like,
or go do this for your sister, Harper, help your sister. Like, I feel like there's so much of that because I don't have, you know, another parent here, but you know, nothing like rubs me more the wrong way than when I see posts online of a mom posting with her daughter being like, me and my best friend. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't make your kid your best friend. Not now. Like, also, later, maybe.
Also, what kind of kids do these people have that they're like, this is my best friend. We are not best friends at this moment, my children. Right. We're friends. We get along. We're doing better. But I don't want my kids to see me as like their best friend.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's not bad if they see you that way to a certain extent. I know Harper has said that to me before, that she feels like I'm her best friend.
Tell Harper she needs to back the fuck off because you're my best friend.
You should make a t-shirt that says that. Harper, back the fuck off.
Harper, back the fuck off. She's my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off. You know, I understand what she
means. Love you, Harper.
Yeah, she stopped listening to this. I understand what she means, but I think it's more when a parent puts it back there. Like, oh, you know, my daughter is my best friend. I feel like that's a lot more responsibility for a child to hold. And like I've said to my kids a million times, that is you are giving yourself a false narrative in your head. That is some weird safety net you think you're putting in by making me your best friend. You're going to have a lot of fucking friends. You only have one mom. It's me. You're not always going to like me. And that's not my problem. So when I turn on you and when I'm not your friend, you're going to be really like, and feel very betrayed, as opposed to you should expect me to, because I'm going to call you out on your bullshit that your friends probably aren't going to call you out on, you know, but yeah, it's so hard. And it's so hard with, you know, Harper going through everything she's going through as a teenager. It's like, I feel so bad because I want, when she's joking with me and she's telling me to put things up my butt, I get it. And I'm like, oh, she's happy and we're getting along. But if I call her out on it, I know I'm
risking. It changes the mood. Then you're risking losing. I know. I would love to hear some comments and emails from our listeners about this, like what their relationships are like with their kids. Are they more pure respect, like tone? You know what I mean? Like there's a firm boundary line, or did they find that they are kind of more like us and they joke back and forth with their kids? I wonder if it's also, I don't know. I think it affects single parents differently.
Yes. Yeah.
Also because you have to be able to be the good, funny guy and the bad guy. And that puts parents, you know, puts particularly single parents in a weird position because, you know, usually sometimes at home, there's like one person that's, you know, kind of the rule follower and then the other one's more lackadaisical.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes with single parents, it's hard because you want to be both. Like, I just want to hang out with you. I just want us to have a good relationship. I just want us to be cool. But at the same time, like when I say stop, I need you to stop. And that's
the respect right there. Right. Yep. That's when the respect comes in. And you know what else? It's like, I remember, you know, my mom, which my kids know, I've told them this. My mom used to do this thing that I'm like, I'm so hyper aware of it, where she'd want to get down to like the truth of something, you know, like we fucked up, we did something, and she'd want to know what happened. And the way that she would try to get it out of us, and I mean, eventually we learned this lesson, is to be like, oh, come on, you can tell me. Like joke, you know, kind of joking, like, oh, you really, you know, you did that. You broke that thing, didn't you? Like, you could tell me. And you'd be like, oh, you know, and so you'd be like, yeah, I'm really sorry. And then she'd lose her shit on you. And I never want my kids to feel like
that. Reeled in, right.
Yeah, you never knew like when that might happen. And I don't want to use like our relationship, you know, against them in any way, but there are, it's like, there are just times. I mean, I know we've talked about this with Mescal and Dustin, just about, you know, them being like, oh my God, the cursing between the two of us.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Dustin, who grew up in like, you know, a family in Oklahoma where it's like, there's no fucking way he ever would have said to his mom, oh, it's up your butt. You know what I mean? And he like sees that.
Can you imagine? Hold on. Can you imagine if I said that to Janice?
No.
I said that to my mom. The death stare.
She'd smack you upside your head if she could get you. I mean, you know, forget it.
And I get, and sometimes she looks at me like, really, this is the thing. Right. And I'm like, I know, but at the same time, it's a different, you know.
I also do want you to know that the reason that they, that Harper does like to say the, you know, I don't know, maybe it's up your butt, is because that he, she is totally 100% heard Dustin say that shit to me where I'm like, why did you buy 19 cans of soup? Where are you going to put those? He's like, I mean, I was thinking up your butt, but you know, like, and then he's surprised when she says it to me. I'm like, hey, this who learned, you know, she got it from watching you.
You know, you did this.
Yeah. It's all your fault. I don't know. It's hard. And
how is,
I also,
how is the cursing going, by the way? I meant to ask you.
Oh, I fucking gave up on that shit. Not doing that at all.
I am my kids are actually doing a little better. Oh. Usually now it's just reserved
my
to like.
Are fine. It's me.
I mean, it's, well, me, I'm a mess. Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
I think he's tried to give up on. I've gotten a little bit better about doing it in front of it, like trying just to reel it in somewhat. Not because I'm ashamed, people, but just, you know, I'm trying.
Yes.
Trying new things. And so it was funny because the other night I'm driving Zoe and her friend home and I'm trying to make a left turn and people are just being assholes, you know, like I'm trying to make a left across traffic, whatever. And I was like, this, and quietly under my breath, I was like, this motherfucker. And Zoe was like, oh, mom.
Oh.
And I was like, but in front of her friend, I was like, what? And she was like, mom, we don't curse. And I couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or not.
Right.
Because I was like, who are you talking to? Who are you trying to impress? First of all, I've heard how you and your friends talk. This is not, you know, but it was just funny. I was like, wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that right there also is the argument Harper uses with me all the time, where she's like, mom, this is something my friends talk. And I'm like, but I'm not your friend. Oh my God. I just remembered something she did. She told me I could tell this too. Where I was like, oh my, like, this is when I'm like, oh, I have like a fucking teenager who has a, you know, a phone and a computer. So she can like, she watches things and she can look things up and holy Jesus Christ, she like knows things. So, we were at Dustin's place one weekend and Lulu was actually with you. She stayed over. She was with me and at Dustin's and, Dustin had two of his friends over. Who, no shit, they're lovely people, totally great. Their names are Kevin and Karen. They might want to consider changing them.
Right.
You know. Yeah, they are not a Kevin or a Karen, though, I will say. But I'd never really met them. And so I was already having, like, my usual, like, you know, anxiety about, you know, being social and a grown-up because I don't
like because you're not a grown-up and you hate social activities.
I hate social things and I'm like, oh. And so Harper was like, you know, well, can I come out and like say hi or anything like that? I'm like, yeah. I said, why don't you come out with me like right now and like make it better? Like, I don't, you know, then I have like a buffer and like, oh, this is my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, mom, you can do it yourself. And I was like, I don't know if I can. I was like, please just come out. She's like, okay, cool. How about if I just come out? And I'm like, hey, what are we all doing? Y'all gonna have a gangbang later? That's what she said. That's what she said. And I went, and yeah. I just scared the cat off my bed. I was like, what did you say to me? Wait, no, don't say it again. Like, I can't. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I was freaking out. And I said, do you even know what that is? And she was like, mom, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, tell me what it is. Nope, never mind.
Don't tell. Like, you don't want to hear that.
No, but I like wasn't sure if she really knew. So part of me was like, oh,
she's,
really know what it
she is 14 I and in know. Ninth grade. She's got an idea.
No, that's what she said. She's like, what? So no, is that a no? You don't want me to go out there and say that? Because that's an icebreaker. She's like, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like our kids are funny and ridiculous and irreverent and, you know, and have a dark senses of sarcastic humor, which I love.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I'm like, oh.
Right. Same thing, jokes are out. Like, please, bastards are out for my mom. Gangbang jokes are out for you.
Okay, well, what you say? Okay, Celia, you're a therapist.
Gosh, shut the front door. Am I?
I mean, it says so in some of your certifications and letters behind your name.
That's true.
But I'm sure you've heard of BetterHelp, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love it.
And it's awesome because they can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to, you know, go to a new office, sit there awkwardly in a waiting room, wait for someone to bring you in, you know, it, just all of that. And also in-person therapy is sometimes really hard to schedule. Mm-hmm. And it's not being done a lot right now with the pandemic. So this is a really great, safe way for people to be able to get the help that they need.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's available for clients worldwide. So how cool is that? If you do have to travel for work or something like that or whatever, you can continue seeing your therapist and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now this is, it's not a crisis line. Mm-hmm. It is professional counseling done securely online. And wow, there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available in many areas. I know that oftentimes there are LGBTQ people looking for someone who specializes in that in a town that's maybe smaller and doesn't have access. So, you know, there's so many great things to be able to find online here that will exactly match what you need. And they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to.
Incredible.
Right? I mean, you know, we've all had the thing where we're like, ah, this person just doesn't get me. And mm-hmm. they will absolutely take that into account and match you with somebody that's going to be perfect for you. So BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. One of the great things that they offer so that that can happen is financial aid, which is available to help people. And I know that's not always the case for private
practice. Absolutely not. Yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah, so that's one of the ways that BetterHelp really wants to help you be your best self today. So if you visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily, you will see that there are over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And there's tons of great reviews on there. So visit BetterHelp.com/say this. That's BetterHelp.com/say this. And there are so many people that have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So if you're a counselor and you're listening, they need you too. So special offer for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. You guys get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/say this. Again, 10% off your first month if you go to BetterHelp.com/say this.
Love that so much. We've been watching, she's been watching Handmaid's Tale with me. She really, right. She wanted to watch it. And I realized, of course, she's old enough too. So why not? And, so I'm rewatching it with her and she was watching it and like, you know, things come up and I'm like, I will like turn to her and I realize it as it comes out of my mind. I'm such a mom. Cause I'm like, honey, right. Do you know what that is? Oh, I know. And I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. If anyone hasn't watched Handmaid's, like mute me for a second, but it was when they gave Emily her corrective surgery on the show.
Right.
And they obviously never say what it is, but that, you know, when Aunt Lydia is like, the stitches will come out of your, you know, vagina. And, you know, if you don't have it to, you know, if you don't have that one little thing, such a little thing to use, you don't, and you know, whatever. And I just looked at Harper and I'm like, do you know what they're talking about? And she's like, well, they sewed her vagina shut. And I'm like, not really. And she was like, oh, did they remove her clit? And I was like,
she's following along.
I know. Like, I was like, okay, so you get it. Great. Okay, great. Right. Okay. Let's not talk about that again.
You then
like,
turn it into a larger conversation about changing the horrific female mutilation that goes on around the world and turn it into a political discussion like I probably would have.
I 100% did. I fucking paused it and I was like, okay, so you know. Yep. And of course she's like, this is all, what? Mom, I thought we were just watching a show. I didn't realize that like really happens. I'm like, sorry.
You're like, well, learning opportunity.
Uh-huh. Oh, I 100% did it. Mm-hmm. Which then I also was like, you know, in that conversation and she's just like staring at me with her mouth open and I'm like, sorry, you know, and then,
yeah,
you know, oh my God, another thing on that show came up when they're, you know, they quote the whole, I could, you know, is it Rachel who can't have kids and so, or Rebecca, one of them can't have kids in the Bible. And so they're like, go and lay with the, you know, the wet nurse or whoever it is in the Bible. And they're like, and you know, bring me a child. Like it's quoted a bunch and I'm obviously my Bible studies are shit. But I know it's
you're
a real,
you're looking at the wrong person that you could have said, I could have believed any of that was in there.
It's actually in the Bible and it's, they talk about it in Handmaids twice.
Right.
And
well, that was a common custom.
Yes.
Even up until through the like early 19th century was when you were widowed, you then married your husband's brother.
Right. And you, well, it, that's, yes, that I'm like, and that, when it, I've thrown that out on your wall when people are like, the Bible says, I'm like, the Bible also says this. Are you cool with it? Yeah. So it's like, go and lay down, you know, go and lay with someone else and bring me a child kind of thing. And, you know, and there's so much appalling shit in Handmaids and she's just like kind of taking it in. And I said, you know, that is an actual Bible quote. And she just goes, what? Oh my God. Ew. And I was like, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing that set you off out of everything you're seeing here.
Right. Out of everything you're seeing, you're like, oh, his brother. Oh, that's disgusting. Right.
Yeah, like, what? Like, yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Zoe's not at Handmaid's Tale yet, but the girls did watch the debate with me.
Yes. Mine did too. We all were.
I was upstairs watching it and both of them came in and were like, "Ooh, we want to watch." And it was just really interesting watching their reaction. Have we talked? We haven't talked about this.
No, you and I talked about it, but we haven't talked about it.
But watching their reaction to things, even, you know, policy discussions or things that they like, you know, that Biden had brought up about, you know, what he was going to, and they were like, oh, what about this? Well, what about that? What, you know?
Right.
And then there were moments definitely where they cracked up, but B couldn't get over the tiny windows, the destroying buildings to make tiny windows.
I mean, I was singing tiny windows to tiny bubbles.
Tiny like, windows
yeah,
in the building. Yeah, but
didn't B scream and call him like a fucking duty head or something like that at some point? Didn't she? She like swore at
no,
him.
No, she didn't. She would never call him a duty head. She would call him a motherfucker. That's
right. I think.
First of all, but no, she, I mean, it was something. Mostly was just like laughing, but it was really interesting because I would like stop to interject like, oh, okay, well that's it. And they're like, no, we know what that is. Like, and they actually paid attention.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of them. So, you know, and that's the thing, like kind of going back to what you were talking about in a way, I think it's also that kids, you know, they know more, they're exposed to more early on and they're like, these things are entering their awareness at an earlier age.
Yeah.
So it's like, you kind of have to be able to joke and be sarcastic and introduce things that might otherwise be very comfortable in a more non-threatening sort of, oh, you know, sort of manner.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and I think being, you know, having COVID happen and also spending so much more time together has made it even, you know, more comfortable in a lot of ways to have those conversations. Cause it's like, I don't, you know, it's not like she's got teachers or anyone that she's close to right now that she's like at school and they're talking about it that she can
act. Right.
Like she's with me so much more. I also will say she was having such a hard time one day. I don't remember about what, just like in general, I think she was freaked out about school and I could, and I was trying so hard to like, be like cool mom and get her out of it.
Oh
fuck. I was like, God damn it. She was like, nothing was working. Like she didn't want me at all, but she just wasn't talking. And finally I was like, what would I have wanted when I was 14? And I'm like, oh, my friend. And I texted Carly and I was like, hey Carly, can you call Harper? I was like, she's like really stressed out and like needs a friend. And Carly totally called her. And, you know, I just, and like within minutes, I hear them like laughing on the phone. And I was like,
that's the thing is I forget that, you know, as cool as we are, obviously, that, you know, as like open and whatever as we are, like they you know, they're at that age where they're like, and please stop talking.
Yeah.
You know? And I even feel it like, there's nothing worse. I mean, there's lots of things worse, but there's, you know, that feeling you get when you're trying to like be cool and whatever, and you realize you're failing and you're like, oh,
yes.
Fuck me. I am so uncool right now. And then I just lean into it and then like do a stupid dance or, you know, like do weird things around the house. And they're like, oh my God. And Mescal is like, get it, babe, get it. And I'm like doing some weird shit around in the kitchen, you know, And they're like, oh my God, stop. Oh my God. Like, and at first they're like laughing, like, oh my God, stop. And I keep going and they're like, no, seriously, it's weird to watch you do this. Please stop.
That's when you got to do it more.
I would do.
Yeah, I would not back down on that shit.
Let me just tell you, twerking in the kitchen during dinner is a thing that happens.
I love that so much. I do a booty shake a lot. I really enjoy just coming in and shaking my butt at them. And they're like, don't, please, can you just please not?
That's why they keep referencing putting things up there, is because you're waving it around like a fucking parade flag.
Maybe they think I'm trying to shake something out that was in there.
Pennies. Are you like a human piggy bank?
I think we both know that after a week at my boyfriend's house, there's no way I could get anything up my butt, because I don't poop for the entire, I don't fucking care. I will talk about it. I cannot be the only one. I don't poop for the whole goddamn fucking time that I'm at his house, like to the point where he's like, I am concerned about you. Like,
I mean, you're literally full of shit.
I am literally full of shit. Like, you don't understand. I'm home today. I was like, I'm totally honest. I haven't even pooped. I don't even know what's going to take. Eight more cups of coffee. I'm home. I should be able to do it. Like, what the fuck? My butt's scared now.
I have to say, I feel like this is a new conversation that we're having here in season three.
I don't think we've discussed the fact that I can't poop.
That you, tie up like a balloon knot and that's it.
Had to use that reference, balloon knot.
Have you never heard it called a balloon knot?
Of course I have. That's just so gross. It just scared the cat again. God damn it.
Emily just said, my butt scared is a very good episode title. I want you guys to know that Emily is listening to all of this while we do it over Zoom. And occasionally she just chimes in on our chat.
I've just been hanging out with you two too much. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Listen, my butt is scared of a lot of different things in life. People keep trying to put things up it. Things won't come out of it. My kids telling me to put things up
my butt? I was like, whoa.
No.
What's happening? Like, just walking down the street, people are like, come here.
Like a male slut? Woo!
Oh my God. I thought you said a male slut. I was like, what? Wow. Oh. Yeah, at least one thing hasn't changed, and that's the fact that I still can't hear very well.
There's too many things.
This is it. This is. I feel definitely our Emmy Award winning podcast, or whatever Pulitzer Prize. I don't know even what fucking award we'd get, but something. This is it. There's gonna be one.
What wants to put things on my butt?
That's what made sense too. Is I would like it sort of tied in. You know what I mean? It was adjacent, and that's probably why. Because my head is always incredibly inappropriate, and I was just looking to make a poor, distasteful joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I don't know of any male sluts that are currently, actually, that's not true. I have one guy that writes me all the time on Instagram asking to do different things to me. Oh, you say,
he asks me too. I know. Don't feel like you're special because
I'm really disappointed. Can I say what he said to us? It's gross.
I wouldn't bring it up because I don't think we want to give anyone attention.
Oh God. It's guys say gross things behind keyboards. I guess we could leave it at that. Like, really, would you say,
that is not breaking news to anyone.
No,
it's not male breaking news to anyone. No, not even Jeffrey Toobin, which now pulling a Toobin is a thing.
Ew. Gross. Okay, Jody, can we just talk about function and beauty one more time?
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you, I have tried it and it's kind of amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not one size fits all. And, you know, we know that when it comes to our hair, just like with our clothing. And function and beauty.
Very, very different hair, very different clothing. And I have gotten volume and, you know. My poor three strands of hair need as much help as they can get.
Well, my 300 strands of hair have gotten some moisture back into them because I took the quiz that you take when you join Function of Beauty. You tell them a little bit about your hair goals, and then you can choose the color, the fragrance, you know, how much do I love that? I mean, I love
it. Oh, it's great. And my girls now, I'm like, no, I know this is my shampoo. I know you didn't just happen to magically find it in your shower. It's mine. It's got my name on it on the cute little bottle. And I love that they use clean ingredients.
Yeah.
It's vegan, cruelty-free. There's no parabens or any other like harmful stuff in there. It's awesome.
I love it. And I think that everyone needs to get it because, you know, right now, to me, this falls into even self-care.
Absolutely.
Get beauty products that you love and take good care of your hair. Why wouldn't you want to do that? So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/say this to take your quiz and save 20% on your first hair care order. Again, go to functionofbeauty.com/say this. Let them know that you heard about it from our show and you get 20% off of your hair care order. That's functionofbeauty.com/say this.
Well, since we're on the topic of mothers and daughters, and I'll get us off the topic of my butt being scared, although my butt and everything else about me is actually scared of this thing, which is my mother. I know I said a few weeks ago I had some good things
coming
from my mom.
Out here?
God, no, fuck. Don't ever poo-poo ta-ta. Don't ever fucking say that. Like, what? Don't put ideas out in the universe that could happen.
Hold, please. What did you just do?
Poo-poo ta-ta? You've never heard that before? Poo-poo ta-ta. It's a Jewish thing. You like spit.
I have heard the poo-poo. Yes. Okay. That I've heard. But I didn't know there was a ta-ta on the end of it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
See, to me, poo-poo ta-ta means something very different.
Oh my God. You brought it back to poo-poos and ta-tas. Now that's not where I was going with that one.
Anyway.
I was just being a little Yiddish. Let's not go back to my mom. No. I promised. I knew I had a lot of interesting things for my mom to read you. So I do have some things. Oh, I also want to tell you that my Harper on her birthday received a message from my mom and she forwarded it to me and said, and I actually wrote, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "What?" And I looked and it was like, instead of just saying, you know, happy birthday as a grandma would, thinking about you, sent you an Amazon card, something normal, right? No. My mom sent her a link to, I'm going to have you read this if you can see it, to this thing on YouTube. Please just read what the title is, you can. Can you read that?
No, right. I can't read that.
It says, "A life-changing poem for hard times." That's what she sent her on her birthday. A life-changing poem for hard times. Why? On her birthday? Well, because she lived with me?
That's
what that
we
is.
We all need a life-changing poem for hard times.
Send her a fucking happy birthday. Hope this year is great in this crazy.
You are 100% right. Yes, absolutely.
Send her that.
Wait, though, the more important question is, did your mother write the life-changing poem for hard times?
God, no. If she did, I'd read it for sure. Because she sent me this pain. This was all of a sudden out of nowhere. Again, no explanations for the things she sends me. She says, "Pain travels through," it's a meme, "pain travels through family lines until someone is ready to heal it in themselves. By going through the agony of healing, you no longer pass the poison chalice onto the generations that follow. It is incredibly important and sacred work. Thanks,
Mom." What about chalice? What?
A poison. I guess she passed the poison chalice on to me. What the fuck?
That feels very Snow Whitey. Snow Whitey.
It's all fucking bizarre. All right, I'm going to show you some pictures that she sent me.
Ooh.
Without any explanations, by the way.
I always love a good bonbon update.
She's told me a few things to watch. I have not watched them, shockingly. I'm just going to show you these.
What is it?
It doesn't matter. So these are Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
She just sends me that. Can you see that?
I can. There you go. Okay. Is that a bowl of apples?
It is a bowl of pomegranates.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yep. Pomegranates, yep. Apples, no, some sort of fruit.
You can see, okay, there's no messages. Like, there's not actual dialogue.
Okay, there's a, like, a sunrise, sunset.
Yep.
Sunrise.
Sunrise, sunset. No, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. There's this.
Is that the Monopoly Man?
Yep, because it's Hebrew Monopoly. I don't know why she's sending me this, but there's three fucking pictures of it.
There's more than three. That was like four pictures of Hebrew Monopoly.
Cool. Yeah. She's all right. Now she went to one of my niece's weddings. These are the pictures from the wedding that she
should. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. She, you guys, our listeners need to know that the picture she sent is a picture of someone else's hands holding a phone that she took a picture of. So it's just a picture of someone's hands and a camera. And yep, then it's like, but it's not even a close-up picture. Like, no, I'm looking at this woman's elbows, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who is sharing the picture?
Yeah. Then there is actually a picture of my niece getting married.
That's a plus.
I think there's some text messages here. Let me see what she said. Oh, we went to several toy stores and bookstores looking for the USA, in case you were confused, USA Monopoly set. She couldn't have just said a Monopoly set. We were able to find,
well, obviously not.
I guess not. We were able to find the above set in English as well as Hebrew. Now we are set for our 3-week lockdown.
Oh God, a three week game of Monopoly with your mother?
I mean, you think Harvey's still alive? Because I haven't seen any pictures of him.
Harvey has, she's turned him into little Harvey. It's now he has his own doll. And he's just sitting there.
You say little Harvey, and I feel like that's probably a nickname for something else.
Ooh, no, I didn't want to do that. Why did you do that?
I'm unhappy. All right, here are more pictures from my mom.
Okay.
Wait,
Kate.
What is it? I fucking know. It's not going to matter if you could see it.
What is, okay, you guys, if I could describe to you what I'm looking at, it's like a, it's sort of like maybe a painting that you'd see in your dentist's office or at a, like a Holiday Inn over the bed. It's, yep, sort of.
Is it a dead dove? That's what it looks like to me.
I sort of see a strange backwards gooseneck. Or I don't know. It's something. Yeah. Something.
Well, yeah. So that's fun. We got another aerial shot of someplace I've never been and I don't know where it is because she doesn't tell me.
Very smoggy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very smoggy. And then she sends me she sends me some poems, a couple YouTube links to things I'm never going to look at, tells me to watch some shows I'm never going to watch, more pictures of Jerusalem, more pictures of sunrise, sunsets. Mm-hmm. More pictures.
Do you think she's singing that song when she takes pictures of it?
You know, maybe it's her way of.
There's a lovely vendor and fruit.
Mm-hmm. Fruit. I think this probably would be in the Arabic shuk in Jerusalem, but again, okay, there's no explanation. So how would?
I mean, it's a very pretty picture. I'll give her that. That picture is very pretty.
It is pretty. I don't
that's
know.
That's the painting, right? That's the painting that she did. Okay.
Yep. She does do. Okay. Here. And then all of a sudden I get hit with these.
What the fuck are those things?
I don't know.
They're long legged foxes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a name for them. And I.
She didn't share that.
I don't know what it is, but it looks like, wait, hold on. Stop scrolling. It looks like a fox with strangely long legs and a neck that's too long. And why you know did she send like? You that? What is the text below? And the text below just says, we'll be sending Harper a gift certificate to Amazon.
Right.
I would be she thinking never that told she was going to send her one of those.
Well, that would have been
just
great.
So you know, that's we're sending you this strange creature that is going to be life-changing.
They look like the things in the Dark Crystal that Jen and is that her name? And Kira ride. You remember those?
Oh, those
weird, like
a little bit. Yeah.
They look like those.
Long-legged foxes. They're really strange.
Now, here's what she actually sent. She said to Harper was, we will be sending Harper a gift certificate to Amazon for her birthday. Is it okay to send it to her email? Question mark. We in Israel are on lockdown until next week, so out and about is tricky. We can grocery shop, go to the pharmacy, and of course, walk the dogs. All right, listen, lady, you asking me, is it okay to send it to her email is not going to get me to respond to you. Like, why couldn't you send the Amazon gift card to her email? You know you can. And I 100% screenshot that shit, sent it to Harper, and I said, you can write your grandma back from your email. I'm sorry. I will not be taking one for the team right here. Like, right. That's
just not going to do it.
That wasn't even a good try at trying to get me to write you back.
I really do wish, though, that our listeners could see
for themselves. I mean, you might have to post some of these.
I know.
Just I the, I mean,
yeah,
you could.
I'm just they're random.
Just be like, just post them and just put from Bonnie, from Bon Bon at the bottom. And that's it. And then people will know exactly what it's like to be you and get these pictures that make no sense and are apropos of nothing with no explanation. And we'll just leave it like that. And
be
like,
George, there's no context. I'm sorry, George Michael is talking next to me. If anyone hears something that sounds like a bird, it's not. It's a goddamn cat. Yeah, she also sent me a link in my email right before Yom Kippur to the same Barbara Streisand video of Barbara Streisand singing something for Kol Nidre in Hebrew. She sends it to me, no shit, every year. I don't think she knows that she sends it to me every year. I think every year it's like a surprise. And she's like, you know, I should, by the way, I'm not like some huge like Babs fan that you'd think that I definitely needed that. Maybe if it was Neil Diamond, that'd be different. But, you know, Babs, man. Like, take it or leave it.
But the bigger question is, do you watch it every year?
Fuck no. I open it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I don't even know why I open it.
Maybe, dude, maybe she's Rickrolling you. Maybe you're going to open it and it's going to be like, never going to let you down. Like, maybe that's what it is. And she just keeps waiting for you to get the fucking joke.
Do you know that when I was a kid, I thought that the lyrics to that song were then I'm gonna, not never gonna. Then I'm going to let you down. Then I'm going to run around. I was like, why would anyone want to date this guy? Like,
that's, wow, that's funny. Cause I feel like it's just such a preview of, that of what was to come in your dating life.
Yep. Then I'm going to run around and desert you.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to make you cry. Yeah. I fucking totally thought that that
was you it. Did. You, yeah. Yep, you knew it.
I 100% fucking thought that that's what it was. There were worse things that I thought about song lyrics, but yeah, I definitely thought that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this has certainly been a journey.
Up my butt.
it indeed has been a journey up your butt, which is very scared. Yeah. Scary. Nice. Yes.
As it should be a scary journey. Up my butt. That maybe is what.
Oh, no, I don't think we should. I don't think that should be the name. I think my butt scared is good. I think that's good enough. Well, to the four people that are still left and listening to, to today's episode, we thank you. We want to hear from you too. Like, what is, you know, I would love to hear what other people's relationships with their kids is, it, you know, how are they handling it? Is it changing over quarantine? Because I also feel like,
yeah,
like you said, like spending so much time together, it's different. Anyway, we always love to hear from you. So if you want to email us or find us on social media, you can hit us up on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can also email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on our separate Instagrams at Jody Sweeten on Instagram and Twitter. And you are
the Celia Behar.
And also you're holding a very sweet little cat.
I am. I'm holding
George Michael. Which takes a lot for me to say.
I'm holding George Michael. He's cross-eyed and, you know, he's missing some limbs. Harper started to call him a broken marshmallow.
Aw, little buddy.
He's just sitting here purring, but he was being too loud next to me, so I had to pick him up. Yeah.
He's well, good. I mean, you did scare him off the bed several times.
Twice. So. Yeah, twice. And, you know, again, he's hopping off with only three fucking legs. I mean, Jesus Christ, you'd think I could keep my shit together a little bit more than that.
No, we wouldn't. I wouldn't think that.
No.
Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We hope we have brightened your day a little bit with this ridiculous podcast.
Or your butt.
Or your butt. And just remember out there, guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.